It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. It will be 3 years ago this August that Paul McCartney helped christen the Consol Energy Center as the first performer to take the stage of Pittsburgh's new entertainment venue. Some of the more memorable moments of his show included McCartney performing Beatles songs that the Fab Four had never played in a live concert, including A Day in the Life, the track that was the climax of the album Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. This week, McCartney has embarked on another world tour that unfortunately will not be stopping in Pittsburgh, but that will nevertheless include more Beatles songs the group never had a chance to play live. Here to tell us about it is our resident Beatles aficionado, Mike Sauter, of our sister station WYEP. Mike Sauter, welcome back to the program.
Great to be here.
So what will Paul McCartney be performing on this tour that Beatles fans have never heard played live?
Well, he just launched his tour in Brazil and performed a handful of songs like Your Mother Should Know, Being for the Benefit of Mr. Kite, Lovely Rita, All Together Now, a couple of great songs that the Beatles just never had a chance to perform.
These songs were not hits, and in some cases weren't even the B-sides of singles. So what's the big deal?
Well, it's always exciting to hear a song performed by an iconic band like the Beatles or a solo member of that band performed live. Now, of course, the Beatles never had a chance to perform these live because they quit touring in 1966. At that point, they just devoted their energies into studio recordings and, of course, had a lot of great advancements and innovations in the studio. But because they were focusing on that and quit touring, those songs were never performed live. A lot of what people think of as the most iconic period of the Beatles were never performed in concert, from Sgt. Pepper's Magical Mystery Tour, the White Album, Abbey Road, Let It Be, just never performed by the full band in concert.
Why did they stop touring?
Well, at that time, the concert industry is not the way it is today. The equipment that was used, the amplification equipment, just could not overpower the screaming fans. I mean, Beatlemania was such that the hysteria would take over and the whole crowd would be screaming. And most people really couldn't even hear the music. The Beatles sometimes would seemingly on stage just get frustrated with the fact that it didn't really matter what they did on stage. Even if they were playing poorly, nobody could even hear whether it was good or bad. So it was just a really bad experience for them. And of course, a couple years later down the road, there were a lot of innovations that changed the rock concert industry, changed the way these concerts were approached, and it was a much different experience for later bands. But for the Beatles in 1966, they had just had enough, and they were fed up with kind of being trapped in this crazy existence, and they just decided to pull the plug on that aspect of their careers and just focus on the recordings.
The whole concept of the stadium concert really started with the Beatles, and it only started because there weren't enough venues to accommodate all the fans. They would still sell out places like Shea Stadium, where there were 55,000 seats available. So was it simply a matter of the Beatles being ahead of their time and the world of concert promotion and technology just not being able to catch up with them quickly enough?
Pretty much. I mean, obviously, if you're just plugging your instruments into the normal PA system that normally would be used for, you know, the play-by-play announcements for a baseball game, it's not really going to have a very loud sound. It's not going to have a very clear sound. So it really wasn't a good experience. It's not what we think of today as concerts where, you know, you go to a rock concert today and you not only expect to hear the music over the crowd cheering, but kind of that visceral feel of the music in the amplified concert setting is a part of it. That was certainly not part of the equation then. It was just very slight, the sound, and it was not as good of an experience as it later became.
We're talking with WYEP's Mike Sauter. He is our resident Beatle expert, joining us here in Studio A of Essential Pittsburgh here on 90.5 WESA. So here we have Paul McCartney, one of the two surviving Beatles. He is 70 years old now. He still sings well. He's still a tremendous performer, but his voice is not the same. Is there some level of risk here for him putting these songs out there, songs like Lovely Rita and All Together Now, for the benefit of Mr. Kite? Because, up to now, all we have are the album versions of these songs. And so now these will be the only live versions of these songs. And it won't be all the Beatles performing them, obviously. And it'll be Paul McCartney, who is still a very good performer, but past his prime.
I don't think so. At this point, I don't think there's a possibility of overshadowing the Beatles. The Beatles' recording works are such that you can't really, they're bulletproof. You can't really do damage to them at this point. The legacy is cut in stone. And I think there is a benefit to having these concerts or these songs performed in concert. Fans have been clamoring for new material because of songs like Hey Jude and Yesterday and some of the standards that Paul really has to do live and certainly enjoys doing live. There's always a call for amongst fans for freshening things up and doing something that will be exciting for more of the hardcore fan. So obviously performing a Beatles song that has never previously been heard live in concert by a Beatle is something that really gets Beatles fans excited.
Even if it's not a hit, because Hey Jude was a huge worldwide hit, sold hundreds of thousands of records, but nobody was rushing out to buy the single of For the Benefit of Mr. Kite or Lovely Rita, for that matter. So does it still hold up as a song that is exciting for people to hear for the first time?
Absolutely. It's the Sgt. Pepper album. There was no singles released from the album, so certainly no song could have a chance to be a hit. It was designed to be an album listening experience. And depending on who you speak with, that is certainly one of, if not the most iconic album of the rock era, certainly up there amongst the very tippy top. So any song from that album is going to be well received, maybe Within You, Without You, maybe not so much, but certainly almost any song from that album will be very well received because it is such an iconic album. And, you know, frankly, since we're talking about not necessarily catering to the casual Paul McCartney or Beatles fan, a lot of these songs are done to excite more of the core fan. Any song from the Beatles, no matter how obscure, I think would be very well received.
As I mentioned, Paul McCartney is 70 years old now. How long can he keep touring before he risks tarnishing his legacy?
Well, there have been some rumors that maybe Paul is thinking about pulling back on the concert touring, but when he was here in Pittsburgh back in 2010, he sounded great. He still was able to pull out all the stops and do a nice long show, longer than people half his age that I've seen in concert. So I think he definitely has, if he wants to continue, he certainly can. And there are other great legendary performers who have been out on the road much longer than Paul has. B.B. King, I mean, Pete Seeger certainly doesn't do the same kind of number of concerts that he did at one point. But I just personally saw him live for the first time at the age of 90. So Paul can certainly, if he wants to continue touring, I think he's got a lot of touring life left in him.
Now, I mentioned that on this tour, Paul McCartney is not scheduled to come back to Pittsburgh. He had been here 3 years ago. Pittsburgh is not on the list of cities he will visit on this tour. He's going back to Fenway Park in Boston. He's going to Winnipeg, for crying out loud. Why not Pittsburgh?
It's hard to say. I had heard that he was going to try to perform in cities that he hadn't performed on his last tour. So, obviously, some cities he will hit no matter what, but you never know. Hopefully, if he decides to expand his tour, maybe. Cross your fingers. There could be something at least close to here.
Now, Mike, you're a longtime Beatles fan. You know as much or more about the Beatles than anybody that I know. So of all of the new Beatles songs that McCartney is going to play for the first time live, that they've never been performed live by the Beatles, which one is the most exciting to you?
I would say probably Being for the Benefit of Mr. Kite from the Sgt. Pepper album. And the only reason is because it was a song written by John Lennon. And oftentimes Paul will dig back and find songs that he primarily wrote and pull those out. And I think it'll be a nice thing to see him performing a John song. He's also apparently also performing 8 days a week, and there's some dispute as to whether the Beatles ever performed it live. They might have performed it once. Some sources say they only did a lip sync performance to it in front of an audience. So that would be a really exciting song to see as well.
Now, For the Benefit of Mr. Kite was a really heavily produced song. There are all sorts of edits and snippets and sound samples in there. So how do you think he's going to be able to pull that off?
Well, that's a great example of a song that the band couldn't perform live. They recorded it because they knew they weren't going to be performing it live. And back in 1967, there'd be no way to really make it sound the way it did on the album. Now with technology, you can certainly have calliope sounds and even the sound of just sort of strange cut-up calliope sounds like it was in the original album. It's easy to do with digital technology. So I'm sure he'll be able to pull that one off and make it sound in a live setting pretty engrossing.
Mike Sauter is our resident Beatle expert and a staff member of our sister station, WYEP. Mike, thank you so much for joining us to talk about Paul McCartney's latest concert tour and the new Beatles songs, or the Beatles songs being performed that have not been performed in the past.
Always great to be here.
Coming up, writer, performer, and director Maya Angelou discusses her new book, Mom and Me and Mom. It's Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA.